We do a little meditation in the house, is that all right? We're going to see if we can go through a portal today. We're going to see if we can go through a portal today. Let's see if we can all take a trip. So just take a breath. Take a breath, focus in on your own purpose for coming. Take it in. Breathe. And there's a Course in Miracles lesson I'd like for you to say to yourself silently. It goes, God's will for me is perfect happiness. God's will for me is perfect happiness. God's will for me is perfect happiness. You might want to say, you can substitute love for God or the universe, whatever works for you. God's will for me is perfect happiness. 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 God's will for me is perfect. Now take a breath. Going to be on page 216 in the text. You don't have to believe the ideas. If you're here for the first time, you don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. some of the ideas you may find hard to believe and quite startling. You are not being asked to judge the ideas. You're not here to judge me. You're not here to judge me. Okay, that's not why you're here. You're not here to judge me. Okay, I don't need no more judges. I do a good enough job. I call that voice in my mind that tells me insane, unloving things about myself, the mad narrator. Yeah, the pod just, you know, that pod just narrating your experience, but always telling you stuff that makes you feel like crap, the mad narrator. If you use the Course in Miracles, you'll see that it works. If you analyze the Course in Miracles, you won't see that it works. Paragraph 6 is where I'm going to start. On page 216, and you're looking for your sentence, whatever the answer is for you, maybe just one thing you hear today. Only appreciation is an appropriate response to your brother. Gratitude is due your brother for both his loving thoughts and his appeals for help, for both are capable of bringing love into your awareness if you perceive them truly. And all your sense of strain comes from your attempts not to do just this. How simple then is God's plan for salvation, which is from a Course perspective, it says salvation means right-mindedness. Course in Miracles has its own definitions of traditional Christian terminology. So love's plan for right-mindedness is God's plan for salvation. Okay? In other words, there's just one response to reality, for reality evokes no conflict at all. There is but one teacher of reality who understands what reality is. The one teacher of reality doesn't change his mind about reality because reality doesn't change. Although your interpretations of reality are meaningless in your divided state, God's interpretations of reality remain consistently true. So your inner teacher will give you the correct interpretations of reality because they are for you. Do not attempt to help a brother in your way, for you cannot help yourself. Do not try to help someone in your own way because you can't even help yourself. Do not attempt to help a person in your own way because you can't even help yourself. But hear that brother's call for the help of God and you will recognize your own need for the Father. So I need to appreciate the people who make me mad as well as the people that I feel good about. Because the people that are making me mad or upsetting me, they are calling for help. They are appealing for help. They are appealing for love. That's all it is. Just love or call for love. That's all going on in the world. There's either love happening or call for help. The reason why I need to be grateful to you for both your calls for help as well as your loving thoughts is because both of them will remind me of love. Seeing what you do that upsets me as a call for love reminds me of love, and seeing what you do as loving reminds me of love. So I need to be grateful for both the insane ways that people behave because it can be used to remind me of the truth, and I also need to be grateful for the loving people in my life that remind me of the truth. Because the more I'm reminded of the truth, the more I will see the truth, the more I will have the love, the more I'll have the peace, because our consciousness creates our reality. Your predominating thoughts, feelings, emotions, and belief attract your experience. So what we focus on, we increase. So if all day long I'm just seeing love or a call for love, then I'm increasing my awareness of love and therefore will attract more love to me. This is a very simple plan. Here's the simple plan. There is but one response to reality. It's either love or it's called for love. There's just one teacher. There's just one higher power that really understands what the truth is. And this part of you doesn't change his mind because the truth doesn't change. If I really love you, I really love you now, I really love you forever. What's real, the Course says, doesn't change. It just expands. But it doesn't change. It goes from love to more 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 love. It doesn't go up and down. Okay? So there's this one teacher who can teach us what the truth is, and there is only one teacher that knows.